In this episode, we share with you some exciting news. My brand new book, Leadership in Private Practice, is out now. Plus, I answer the question, how do I make a decision without getting it wrong? Everybody wants to know the answer to that. It's all coming up. Enjoy the show. This is the Paul Goff Audio Experience, business lessons for physical therapists. My name is Paul Goff, former professional soccer physical therapist turned successful business owner and best-selling author from the UK. Each week, we answer your questions and bring you an inspiring story or person from the global physical therapy community. This show is dedicated to sharing with you everything you need to know to become hugely successful in private practice. Thanks for joining me today. Now let the class begin. All right, everybody, welcome. Welcome to another episode of the Paul Goff Audio Experience. This is Paul. Great to be here live from Orlando on, what's the date today? February the 17th. We are halfway through Q1 of 2021. How's it going for you? How's it going for you? I hope you're well. It's been a little while since I've been in the seat live. But it is great to be here. We're going to have a great conversation for the next 45, 50, 60 minutes, however long this takes. Massive news, massive announcement I'm going to share with you today about the book and some other cool things. I'm going to answer a big question that I got asked recently, which was, Paul, how do I make a decision without getting it wrong? How do I make a decision without getting it wrong? It seems a lot of business owners right now are in that kind of perpetual state of not quite sure what to do next. So I'm going to talk about that in depth on this podcast, as well as give you all the details on my new leadership book, which is out now. It went to number one just before Christmas. It went out of stock very quickly and is now back in stock. We've got hundreds and hundreds of copies. So we're in good form for quite a while for you to get access to the new Leadership in Private Practice book. So anyway, good to be back. It is wonderful to be back. I hope you're well. It is obviously still it's a wild time right now. Is that the right word to kind of sum up things? Wild with things that are happening out there in the world right now. It's certainly very blessed, if you like, for where I am right now in Florida. We've got access to pretty much most things that we want to be able to do. Not so much the same where my clinic is back in the United Kingdom. It is under strict and very severe lockdowns right now, which is providing a wonderful challenge for me as a business owner to manage my team through that. We continue to recruit, we continue to market, we continue to get patients, and we continue to beef up that business, to strengthen that business despite the economic and just absolute turmoil that's going on all around of the four practices. So I just wanted to share that with you, that ultimately through COVID, one of the greatest things to happen to me through COVID was it reignited my fire for the physio business that I've obviously been largely certainly absent from over the last 3 or 4 years as I've been building this business. And through COVID, when the proverbial SHIT hit the fan, shall we say, obviously I had to get back involved, and it really ignited my passion and fire to want to grow that and finish off the plan that I had before this business gripped my life, if you like. So I last summer got back involved in it quite heavily, created a new growth plan, hired a couple of people, new marketing manager, another full-time physio, another one which we just took on actually literally 10 days ago since putting this podcast up, if you like, or from putting this podcast up. So we continue to invest in Google, in Facebook, in newspaper ads. We're sending more emails than ever, daily social media. Newspaper ads are out. Campaigns are going. Referral letters are being given to patients. 5-star reviews. We're working on our website, pay-per-click. I'm loving it. And I just think it's a wonderful challenge right now that gets your juices going, if you like. So I've got a lot more happening in my life right now because of that, and I'm loving that challenge. The physio business team are doing a great job economically, and you know, the actual situation back there, very negative, very dour, very down, middle of winter, cold, dark, grey, damp, wet, northeast of England. Not much good is happening right now. The government, like most places around the world, they ain't exactly coming out of this smelling of roses in the way that they've handled it. Never blame them for COVID, but I do blame them for the way that they communicate with their people. It is a lesson in how not to communicate and how not to influence. I've said it all along. The biggest thing that you can learn from this is just watch the government and figure out how not to influence, how not to speak to people. This whole thing has been a lesson in trust-based communication, a lesson in influence and persuasion. And it seems to me that the nuggets who run the companies or run the countries, they are obsessed with logic and intellect. It all makes sense in their heads. It all makes sense when the scientists talk to them. The problem that the scientists have is they don't understand that these things called human beings, we are very emotional and we don't react too well to logic, science or research, especially when it means giving up our lives. And in a nutshell, that's for me, this salt thing went belly up many, many months ago. The minute that that trust was lost, the minute that mixed messages, the minute that the government started telling people and giving them data and facts, and failing to consider the second order consequences of how people would react, even though they shouldn't react, the is world, if you like, is always significantly better and more profitable to live in than the should world, which many people choose to, which leads to a lifetime of frustration. So anyway, yeah, the physio business is doing well, and very happy with the progress that the team are working there. It isn't always about adding to your revenue. I keep saying this. If you're in business for 25 years, there'll always be peaks and troughs. There'll always be winter. There'll always be summer. Right now, it might be winter for your revenue, but it doesn't mean it has to be winter for the infrastructure. Right now, it is summertime for infrastructure in my businesses. We're doubling down, hiring more staff, investing more in marketing, sharpening our culture, literally digging in. And as this tide turns, which it's already starting to, I believe, we will find that all of a sudden there'll be one sweet day where somebody in my team says, Paul, I have no clue what's happened, but the phone is ringing off the hook and this thing has just exploded and we haven't done anything different. That day will come in about June or July, and I will remind Vicky and Laura and my team that it is because of the work that you did in February and January. That is how life works. If you want the fruit, you plant the seeds in the winter, if you like. If you want the crop to you know, kind of take home and eat, well, you got to plant it in the winter. And there's a subtle message in there for anybody that is a little stuck right now, or procrastinating, or just thinking, oh, I better wait for all of this stuff to pass by. Good luck if you're going to wait for that stuff to go by, because these governors and these politicians, they're going to want to be the news for a long, long time to come yet, and they ain't finished. They ain't finished with trying to dictate and control what you're going to do. I just think you can sit and watch it and look at it and read it, or you can just pay a minimal amount of attention to it, which is a minute each week, like an engine, and ultimately get your focus and get your attention on the things that you can actually influence. Enjoy your life, focus on your family, your kids, your fitness, your health, read your books, invest in your business, get closer to your staff, and make progress with those areas of your life, and instead of the daily checking of the news and Facebook and all of the other stuff that is no doubt pounding your head right now. That no matter what day it is, it never seems to get any better. So anyway, physio business is doing great. Let's get on to the other things. Like I said, book news. The leadership book is out. I started to tell you about this last year. I was true to my word. I was writing this book through April and May last year. I made a promise to myself that I would go to my bedroom every day through lockdown and have draft one of Leadership in Private Practice done, so that I could publish it that year, and I did it. Very proud of myself. 300-page book, 14 chapters. Two-part book. Part one is on leadership in life, the difference between the life leadership skills, if you like, to just manage yourself and people around you better. And part two is all about leadership in business, business leadership skills, which is very, very different. A lot of business owners think they just need to be a better leader, which is fine. You can inspire people, you can motivate people and so on. But ultimately, I think what you're talking about, if that's you, is you want to be a better CEO. You want to know the tools that you need to grow the business. You want to know the actual tasks and responsibilities required of you. And I reckon if I polled 1,000 people who listen to this podcast, 997 would not be able to tell me clearly defined in such a way that they can follow what their specific tasks, as in what they should be doing, and the responsibilities, the things that they have to get done, are. If that's you, you will absolutely love this book. It's a book for family can read it. It's a book for physical therapy business owners. But ultimately, look, it's a, you know, all of my work is timeless. It's principle based. Anybody that you know who's in business could benefit from this book. To me, it's undoubtedly the best book that I've wrote so far, if I'm allowed to say that. Just because it's the one that's allowed me really to pull a lot of pieces together and say a few things that you know I may not have been able to have said in the other books, because this one's certainly much higher level. If you're looking for things to expand your thinking, your thought processes, your strategic view of life, your critical thinking, that is that you can see opportunities when others can't, you can see solutions when others can't. That's what critical thinking is, your perspective, your judgment, the ability to make a decision in spite of not having all of the facts, you know, all of the things that would serve you really, really well in life, in any situation, especially today, right now, during whatever this situation is right now that we're living with. So it's out now. You can get it on Amazon, and that's fine if you want to get it on Amazon. You can also get it from me, hint hint, subtle hint hint. If you are going to buy it, please support the poor author. I would love you to get it from me, and in return I would give you significantly more bonuses for doing so. So choose, it's up to you. It's available on Amazon right now. Again, it went out of stock, but it's back in stock, and you can get it from me directly at paulgoughbooks.com, PaulGoughBooks, paulgoughbooks.com is the library, the virtual library where all of my books are held, that you can order from direct. If you want more than one, just send an email to paul@paulgoff.com and my team will take care of a bulk order for you, which is the reason we went out of stock so quick last time. So many bulk orders. Definitely something you can give to your team, definitely something to give to your people, and your friends and family if they've got businesses or you just think they need some help with leadership lessons. So leadership in private practice, how to become a world-class leader and CEO of a successful private practice, is out now. That's it, thudding on my desk. It's a big book. It's twice as big as some of the other books that I've wrote. It will certainly make a dent or a thud when it arrives in your office. If you like to read, you'll love it. You will love it, and there's definitely lots for you to learn. It's 15 years of work. It's a field report, not in theory. There's a lot of people write, you know, studies about other businesses, and that's great. I respect it. This is 15 years of hassle, heartache, headaches, successes, tears, you name it. My lessons and my stories are true. They're real. They're very relevant to you. They are from my running of my own physio business as well as my media business here in the US. And my now property business as well. I'm ultimately sharing lessons across all of the different companies that I'm the CEO of. I've employed over 100 staff. I've got 40 plus on my payroll right now in two different countries. Said differently, it is absolutely the stuff that I've been through and I'm continuing to go through. And if I'm allowed to say it, because you're not really supposed to say positive things right now, because that just isn't perceived well by the idiots on Twitter and Facebook, I fucking love it. There's nothing else for me to tell you than I absolutely love the challenges that are being chucked at me right now in all of my businesses. This is the bit I believe I've been in training for since I started studying. I started coaching with other business owners since I started joining masterminds, and really just made a big commitment to myself to want to grow and want to learn and want to be the best version of Paul that I can ever be. So I'm not going to say long may it continue, that might be pushing it too far, but I absolutely love it. I love the challenge every day, and I've never been more juiced about business since March the 18th or whenever it was that all of this shit kicked off. So it doesn't have to be a struggle, as they say, you know, life does not have to be a struggle. Many people will have you believe that it has to be a struggle. That is primarily because they didn't and don't take the time to figure out how it can be better for themselves. They are, you know, as they say, misery loves company, and you will not find this type of a positive outlook, shall we say, on CNN tonight or BBC News or tuning in to the Prime Minister, other than for a laugh. You certainly won't get it from tuning into the presidential updates, and you won't get it from social media. It's just not cool right now to be positive and think happy thoughts or prosperous thoughts given the situation that we're all in. Well, fuck you, whoever came up with that, is my response to them all. And I would, and have told a few people to their face that they can go and F-U-C-K themselves, because this stuff, I'm respectful of it, but it's not taking a single day of my thoughts away from enjoying my life, living my life, loving my kids, loving Natalie, loving just building my businesses and continuing to do all of the things that I love to do, whether I'm in my house, locked in a bedroom writing a book, or I'm in my office, we're back in this office, or I'm traveling. I've took the kids to Denver and Breckenridge at Christmas. We went to Croatia, we went to Portugal, London a couple of times, back to the UK. Life is still accessible if you if you want it in whatever form you choose to get it, and that's my my rallying cry, if you like, to you. There is many ways to live your life. Choose wisely is what I always say. So yeah, the leadership book's out. Please get it and leave me a review. If you do this, get the book and leave me a review on Amazon. Leave me a review on Amazon. I put this out today to my Facebook group. I've just wrote a brand new referral campaign that I wrote, personally wrote it, that we are giving to all new customers of the clinic, new patients of the clinic. If you leave me a review, just send a screenshot of your review. Send it to paul@paulgough.com. paul@paulgough.com. And I will send you, or I'll have my front desk here in the media business, send you that exact referral letter. How's about that for a deal? So get the book, read it, and leave me a review, and I will make sure that I send you, with my compliments, the exact referral letter and the card that we're using to promote referrals from current patients at my practice right now. It's a timeless letter. It's not a COVID-based letter, so whenever you're listening to this podcast, you will be able to use that letter and the accompanying kind of gift card that we give to the clients as well. So a little reciprocity. If you can help me out, I'll help you out. So get the book and then leave me a review on Amazon. Just screenshot the review, send it to paul@paulgough.com, and tell the person who reads the email that you would like the referral letter that I've promised you on the podcast for leaving me a review on Amazon for the leadership book. So there you go, cool resources inside of it as well that you can have from me, no problems at all. CEO leadership scorecard. What do you get? What do I give you in the CEO job description and scorecard, strategic growth plan template, leadership philosophy template. People have loved this. It's basically my letter to my staff that says, this is who I am, this is who you're about to work for. Read this before you take this job. So there's no bullshit. When you get here, you know who I am, what I'm about, what I believe in, what my values are, what my principles are, and how I expect you to behave. I give that to staff before they arrive so they know exactly who I am. And I tell them, that is me. I will not change. And if you don't like any what you're about to read, do not come to work in my office. So people who have read the book have loved that. Company organizational chart, ultimately what a good organizational structure should look like, as well as two downloadable videos. Masterclass 1, Understanding the Role of a Top CEO, which is a session I did at a mastermind event live, and Leadership, How to Inspire Lasting Change in Your People, another live video that I did in front of 200 plus clinic owners. So I give you all of that if you get it from, you get it inside of the book as part of your toolkit with the book. So all in all, a good deal for $29.99. And if $29.99 is out of the realm of what's possible for you, well, I'm not sure what else I can do to help. But, you know, with all respect, get the book, leave me a review, and I'll send you the referral template that I'm about to start using in the clinic in the next couple of days. So that's it. All right. What have I got else for you? Let's talk about this. So questions. So, in fact, let me talk to you about this. Where have I put my notes? Oh, there they are. Yeah. So we've had the books out. Something else which is exciting that we're bringing out in the next couple of weeks is the Planet Paul Marketing Academy. Planet Paul Marketing Academy is coming very soon, so look out for that. We are continuing to grow our membership. Numbers continue to rise. COVID has brought the best of the best business owners to us who want true, solid, real business advice. Not you know, how to do a Facebook group or any shit like that, or pixels on Instagram or whatever. If you want solid, real business advice, we still stand by it. I've never changed my principles. Business success, there's only one way to be successful. That's the right way. I don't love tactics. I love principles and strategies that you can rinse and repeat time and time again. Same with marketing. We've had a lot of fun. I've built a brand new marketing team in my physio business, and my marketing manager is doing a wonderful job, and she's now heavily involved with us in sharing the content that we're doing and giving and using in the physio business, so much so that we are evolving the Planet Paul Marketing Academy. It's coming very soon, and it will be our entry-level membership. So if you are on the periphery of Planet Paul and you listen and dabble and you don't quite jump in board with things that I do, this might be the perfect opportunity for you to do it. We've got Kevin O'Leary coming up in a couple of weeks at the Ultimate CEO competition. That's taking place 6th and 7th of March here in Orlando. We are back in person with our events. We've got it packed out, although smaller attended for obvious reasons. All the seats are gone in person here in Orlando, to allow for social distance, and obviously we can't get as many people, and just to kind of get ourselves moving and feeling forward in the right direction, we kept the in-person seats smaller, but everybody else is joining us online. We've got three tracks again. It's the Ultimate CEO competition. We crown our CEO champion, 8 finalists again this year. We just got the data through this morning, an average increase of $164,000 in profit. I'm going to say that again. An average increase through 2020, the year of COVID, the CEO members, it was $164,000 in profit, and the averaged treatment time reduced, which the members reported, was 15 hours. Phenomenal, yeah, for the members of the CEO program that I've been proud to lead last year. That event is March 6th and 7th. Full details are at paulsbigevent.com. And you can join anywhere in the world. Again, if you're sat there in England and you're locked down, or you're in a town or a state or a city or a country, I think Australia went under lockdown again recently. If you're in one of these places, you're locked down, and you're looking for something to get involved with, at the last event in November, I keep telling you guys all of this, at the last event in November, we had over 420 people actively online at any one time in the three tracks for my event. That included clinic owners and their staff as well. These events are getting bigger. We'd love you to take part whenever you're ready. And if this one is for you, March the 6th and 7th, paulsbigevent.com. Kevin O'Leary, Shark Tank superstar, is the headline act at the event on March the 7th and 6th, 6th and 7th. So we're moving. We're moving in the right direction. And my goal always is to set an example to you that I continue to hire. I continue to make big decisions. We continue to grow. We continue to invest in ourselves, into masterminds and coaching programs for me personally. And I don't believe that any of that should change just because of the situation right now. So hopefully a little bit of encouragement for you. So let me answer this question. Let's get into it. How do I make a decision without getting it wrong? Because this come on the back of, I did a CEO mastermind round a couple of weeks ago. They come down in Q1, in Q2, Q3, and Q4. And the topic, generally, the questions, many times over the 2 or 3 sessions or meetings that I did, the 3 meetings that I did, so 6 back-to-back days, people were kind of stalling over what they wanted, right? And the question that they were asking, and basically in a roundabout way, they were saying, how do I make this decision? I want to grow, I want to hire, or I want to invest, or I want to set up a second clinic, or I want to do this thing. But how do I do it without getting it wrong, right? And there comes a point, and it often happens to very successful people, that you get so used to your own success, and you get so comfortable with success, that you actually become risk-averse. You forget that what made you successful was that you made decisions. And it's something that slowly creeps up on you. It certainly happened to me, and it just required awareness of it. And it happens to people when they get a level of success that is, for example, they make $165,000 profit and they grow their business and they step back from patient care and they pay themselves an 80 grand salary. They're taking home good money, right? Which is kind of common for many of the CEOs in the group. They can get very uncomfortable with taking the next step because it risks their previous successes. So how do I make a decision without getting it wrong? It can happen to you when you're successful, trying to get to the next step. And it can happen to you when you're just getting started. Now, wherever you are on that continuum or that spectrum is probably the right word. The answer is kind of the same, right? That even if you've started the business and you're thinking, but I need to hire somebody, or now I need to commit to marketing, or now I need to commit to business coaching, or now I need to do whatever, right? How do I make that decision without getting it wrong? It is going to apply to you at the start. It'll apply to you again when there's a sizable level of success, be it six-figure profit and stepping back from patient care, or you wake up one day and you realize you've got 4 clinics and 20 staff and you think, oh shit, you know, maybe I want to do this and go to 8 or 10 because I want to sell out for 20 million, which a couple of my masterminders do. Here's an answer that I've got for you, which may or may not help you. It certainly is the way that I kind of deal with this. The answer really is to stay fluid. Ultimately, a human being is not very effective or productive when they are like ice. So when they're rigid, right? When you're rigid, when you're solid, when you're like ice, which, by the way, most people are right now. They're very stiff. They're very tense. They're like blocks of ice, figuratively. So picture a block of ice. They're very stiff. They're very tight. Human beings aren't good in that situation. They don't make good decisions. We don't do good things. We don't get things right when we're tight and tense and rigid. We make our best decisions when we are in flow, when we are fluid. So the water analogy is a good one, in that you can be water and be rigid and frozen and rock solid, or you can be water and you can flow around a lake or through the mountains, or you can carve your own path. It may take a little bit longer to get there, but ultimately water in motion is ultimately how a human being has to be if they want to be the best version, which is why this whole situation is very difficult for you. And it is important and super important for you to keep moving. I said this and keep saying it. And I said it from day one. You've got to keep moving. You've got to keep working on your business. You've got to keep working on yourself. Even if the revenue isn't there, it does not matter at this point. If you can just hold your ground, you can just keep moving, and you can stay fluid, and you can keep making some version of progress, which doesn't always have to be measured against profit, you're going to have much more passion and commitment for the things that you're doing. And ultimately, that was what got you moving towards being successful in the first place. Even if you've started your business just, and you're an early business owner, you're still very successful. You are still a freak of nature. You are one of 10% of the United States, and in Britain, it's one of 3%, right? I don't know Australia or Canada, forgive me, but it won't be wildly off in either of those countries. That you already are a success, right? And to start your own business, you can call yourself successful, in that you did something that not many people around you want to do. You had the courage, the tenacity, the will, the gut, the determination to do it, right? That's you in fluid motion. That was you going, I'm sick of my current situation and I think there's something better out there for me. So I'm going to move. I'm going to move in a different direction and I'm going to start my own business. There's a passion element to that as well, that you are passionate about it and you are committed to it. Ultimately, what has to happen is at the new level where you find yourself stuck and worried about a decision and getting it wrong. You have to just accept that sometimes the decision that you need to make, even if you get it wrong, was fine. You needed to make it not to get the right decision, but to keep your momentum, to keep your movement. Are you following me? Because a lot of people think you make a decision only to get it right. Now, at the surface level, at the TikTok level of life, the mechanical level that people live at mostly, you do. But there's also an element to say that you have to make a decision just to keep moving. And the reason, even if you got the decision wrong in the end, can be validated because you were moving. You learned something along the way. You kept in motion. You kept the game in play. I often think about starting two things at the same time, and I don't know which one I love the most. But I often start them both just to find out which one I do love the most. So even if the second one doesn't come off, it doesn't really matter. What mattered was that I started them both and then figured out which one was the most important to me. I'm not bothered if the second one fails. It's a lifestyle tax. It's a movement tax. It's a just keep Paul entertained, occupied, thinking good things, positive about the future tax, which is a very different, critical, strategic way of thinking about life. Much of that I talk about in the book. that I do think a lot of people, they get stuck at mechanical levels of other people's thinking, which isn't their own. And that in the end can cost you. It can cost you progress. It can cost you movement. It can cost you many things that in the end, 10 years later, you look back and you think, oh, actually, I haven't achieved anything lately. I haven't made any progress. I haven't done anything that I thought I would have done by this point. And I think all of those things are things that you've really got to take into consideration when you're factoring growing your business and making a decision. Sometimes getting a decision wrong doesn't matter. The point was that you made a decision, you got moving, and you got fluid. You got fluidity, which is ultimately where all of your progress will come from. Now, look, candidly, you'll never hear this type of thinking from other people. It's too mechanical. It's too TikTok for most people. Their brains are too mechanical. They're too TikTok. They live it the life that other people around them will tell them that, oh, don't do this until you're 100% certain. And don't start that project until it's absolutely perfect. But absolute crap. Anybody who's trying to be perfect is they might as well just have a label on their head saying insecure. I am insecure. And as a result, I'll tell everybody that this thing needs to be perfect. And that is my cover for not having to do anything that I may actually get some criticism about, right? It's as old as time that old chestnut comes out. And it's the same with decision making. That what if you have to make two decisions and ultimately you needed to make them both just to find out which one you needed to get wrong and therefore the other one was right and that actually was where the progress was in your life. I'm good with that. I'm very comfortable with that. It's a completely different way of thinking. And another way to help you is ultimately to reset your time and priorities. That what happens often when you get stuck and you can't make decisions, when you move through life at different phases of your success and your journey, the priorities that got you to where you are may need revisiting. And it might be that actually you're just tapped out of time, you're tapped out of creativity, you're tapped out of thinking power, and you can't get the creativity and the thinking power or time that you had to get you to this point. And that is a re-priorities issue. You've got to go in and look at it. How is your time being spent? What are you focusing on? Where's your energy getting sucked at? No prizes for guessing where it's getting sucked right now or what your focus is on. These things need resetting, a refocusing of your time, rerouting of your time, and a resetting of your priorities. And from that, I found that the next step presents itself. And the decision that you think you may get wrong, actually, the light shines upon it, and you see it from a different angle, and it feels a lot more safer and more confident about making that next step and moving forward with it. Ultimately, when you get to a point where you don't make a decision for fearing of getting it wrong, you're in your own way. You're in your own head. You're overthinking it, and you never, ever, ever feel better by thinking about anything. You cannot make yourself feel better thinking about it. It doesn't work. It's never worked, and it never will work, which is why people drive themselves insane trying to outthink a problem. The only way that you can outdo a problem is by taking action and having a strategy, creating a plan, and executing on it. But you can never think yourself, and I challenge you to do it, you can never think yourself into feeling better sustainably. You can't do it. There may be a moment in time where you have a happy thought or whatever it might be that's in your head, but you can't think yourself to feeling better. And in the end, most of the time, what I find with business owners is where they don't make a decision without getting it wrong. It's actually a who problem. They've got a people problem in that they either don't have enough of them or they've got the wrong one. And as a result, it feels like they have to do everything themselves rather than kind of starting to trust in their people. So in the end, it kind of morphs itself into any one of those two or three things. So I hope that helps you and gives you something to mull over. Right now, I appreciate a lot of people are feeling stuck and, oh, what if I buy this? Or what if I invest in this? Or what if I, you know, start my marketing and it doesn't work? And what are you worried about? Losing a little bit of money? Or are you really worried about, oh, I look silly because I did some marketing that didn't work? And put it down to a log of lessons. It's just another lesson that you've learned about yourself. The truth is, it's very likely that it won't work. Somebody will see it. Somebody knows you exist. You'll probably get some inquiries. They may not book straight away. They may not spend money with you tomorrow. But if they're in your pipeline, they're in your list, you're emailing them, you're following up with them, you're doing all of the things that I've been speaking about to you since 2015, since I started this new chapter in my life, if you like, you will not go wrong, and you can't. It's as old as time. And now more than ever, the people that are adapting that type of mindset are winning. The people that are getting killed right now are the ones who still think they're going to get the same response that they did through before COVID. I speak to many clinic owners who are still, they're killing themselves mentally, frustration, thinking about, oh, well, I used to spend $1,000 on Google. Why don't I get as many leads? Well, there's not as many people willing to press call because of fear of coming to the clinic. Now, it's not everybody. It's not everybody. And another one is people have lost their jobs or nervous about losing their jobs. It's obvious. So what you've seen actually is Google searches have gone up, but calls have gone down. Now, that doesn't mean that you stop Google. It just means that you have to look at your business model. You might need to change how many sessions they have, what your pricing is. You might need to improve your lead conversion. You don't need as many leads if you're better at converting. So again, it's TikTok thinking. It's mechanical thinking. It's just outdated thinking. It's 2,000-year-old thinking, right? And that's really what I think, as I look back on this whole situation with COVID, the business owners that have soared, they've got accurate thinking. They're thinking about, that's the real world situation right now that I'm in. All things being equal, I get why this is happening and I'm able to play the game and move forward. The ones who are struggling, 99%, they've got a 2,000-year-old brain that's running them right now. And they are literally thinking outdated thoughts, outdated strategies, outdated beliefs, carrying with them a belief about what Google or Facebook should do that was true 18 months ago, or carrying with them a belief about what their prices should be or how they are allowed to market, if they dare allowed to market, should they? Some people, dare I open? What will, you know, will I get some criticism and what will, whatever, right? Come on, grow a set. So that's where I would get you to start to think, and hopefully that gives you something to chew on for the next couple of days after this, you know, after you've listened to the podcast. So there you go. Hopefully that gets you moving. Anyway, that's it. I'm off. I've got a book to market. So if you can head over to Amazon, get your copy of the book, or head over to paulgoffbooks.com. Like I said, get the book, read it, leave me a review, and I will send you a referral letter that I'm literally working on today with Laura, the manager of my physio business that we are using in the clinic. So love to send that to you. Just send an email to paul@paulgoff.com with a screenshot of your review and I will get it. I'll get it to you. And if you come into the big event, paulsbigevent.com, March the 6th and 7th. Would love to spend the weekend with you. There'll be over 400 business owners like you on that line. Two days, four sessions each day. Start at 10 o'clock Eastern, finish at 6 Eastern. Log in via Zoom link and join in the fun for the couple of days. All right, that's it. Hope you've enjoyed it. And I'll be back again real soon with another episode of the Paul Goff Audio Experience. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Paul Goff's Audio Experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgoff.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul @thePaulGoff using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.